support it.
And I'm going to close with a few comments because this is a very important step for councils, and I think the most significant since I've become the mayor of a new council. And when I was elected, there were clearly two issues that I heard from the community. One was that they wanted change, and the other was financial sustainability. I heard that. And we then set about to how we can snap Rotorua out of the economic doldrums, 0.01% growth over the last 10 years, and also how on earth were we going to improve the economic sustainability and the financial sustainability and effectiveness of the Rotorua Lakes Council. They were the two messages that I heard. Rotorua District Council was then a blot on the landscape in the territorial authorities of New Zealand for our financial record in the past. And I congratulate Jeff and his executive team for putting a very sharp focus on helping us turn this around. And that turnaround is reflected today in that long-term plan. It's been done on a slightly interesting process because the legislation changed, and I think previous councillors struggled a little bit with the way that we had to take forward a draft consultation document, the fact that audit were looking at us so closely. That was because of our financial reputation over the last decade. And so audit did have to look at us really closely. And we were encouraged also by the Chief Executive to, for goodness sake, look at things at a high-level approach and stop diving into detail where we think we're going to save a little bit here, squirrel it away, and that will have an impact on the ratepayers of our community. Well, that approach failed us in the last decade, and this time I congratulate councillors. You've looked at it through a new lens, through this funding envelope. And that was quite hard for all of us, really. And we still, some of the questions today reflect that we've got a little bit of concern about the transition, and that's fair and reasonable for you there. But there's some big messages here. We're reducing the capital program by 15%. That's not an easy decision. That's based on last year where we said we'd move capital expenditure down to 22 million. That was the start of a journey of cutting capital expenditure. And also by doing that, we're going to reduce debt in 2025 by 17 million. That's the sort of debt reduction portfolio that we picked up, as well as reducing $105 million out of operational spending. That is substantial. And I find it difficult to see new councillors coming in finding that that's not good enough. That's huge without reducing levels of service in our community. So we've looked at funding, balancing the budget, wastewater, and the other big issue is earthquake buildings. For goodness sake, some of our decisions in this long-term plan aren't about wants. They're about dressing needs, and the Howard Morrison Performing Arts Centre, I think, as council, you got there really well, about looking at earthquake strengthening, but also making sure that we invest in long-term sustainability of an iconic building that we as a community love. And we got there. We split the decision and we got there, and I think that showed that we're getting this sort of funding envelope. The bit that I'm struggling with for those councillors that voted against this, and I would have loved to have seen more support, these aren't wants. These aren't wants. These are needs in our community. If we want investment to be attracted into our community, these are absolute needs. And you talked about the value, Councillor Roe Kawatate, the value of our investments in these long-term assets. Those who want to swim, those who want to learn to swim, the kids with 14 lakes, for goodness sake, that ain't a want. That's an absolute need in our community for our children. There is nothing in here that's a want. If we said they are nice to have, we actually even thought strategically and said we'll have to only move when we find an external partner on a private partnership. And that's what we did. And that's really strategic. That's new thinking. And I think it's very exciting that we've come up with this. The other aspect that I want to talk about are our 2016 goals. We as councillors had workshops, sent the 2030 vision, and then talked about the 2016 goals. Well, the decisions in this long-term plan will attract people and vibrancy. We're hearing it now. We're not just reading it in the media. We're hearing it from people saying, this place has turned, things are happening. We saw in the weekend the investment, the big high-ticket investment. They don't happen in isolation. They happen with a plan. So we are looking at developing our economic base. We are also caring about the people in our community with the residential renewal. That matters to me. I know our community. All of us do. But we need to invest in our communities on community development, and we agreed this in this long-term plan. We've also now much more confident about our infrastructure, and I know many councillors found it hard to find in the past maintenance wasn't carried out as you expected. But, you know, we've got to get with it now. We've got an infrastructure plan that is 30 years forward thinking, and we know that we are moving in the right direction with our decisions. We've taken $8.3 million out. That wasn't easy, and Councillor Kent, that wasn't easy. I congratulate the staff for taking that out. That means we've done it. We've done it, and we've done it hard, as we set out to do when we became a council. And we're going to take out another million every year over the terms of this plan. That's not easy. We've squeezed this lemon of council pretty tight, and there isn't much more wriggle room. So I think this addresses the needs of our district, and the district includes the rural community, and I think we got there in the end with our rural community, and that's good for us as a district to start to grow and believe in our future together. It's addressed past follies, you know, these legacy issues, we're all sick of them coming up, but that's where I was hopeful that those that have good financial rigour, Councillor McVicar and Councillor Sarank, I would have loved to know that you'd support this long-term plan, because you know about financial sustainability, and it would have been, I would have loved to have seen you there, because this for us is a real symbolic way forward on us, for us here with a good financial framework. So we're reducing debt and cost. We were asked to do that, and we've been very focused on that. But at the same time, we've addressed growth and sustainability. And investment signals externally are very, very positive for our district. So it's been 18 months, councillors, and we've come a long way. We understood what needed changing. We were prepared to take those risks and to get to a financial sustainable framework. And I congratulate those that are supporting this long-term plan today. This is about Vision 2030. This is what I stood for. I didn't stand to look at council officers and say everything you do is wrong. I think Jeff's brought about a council here, a council executive that we can trust and we can work with in partnership, as well as our portfolios in partnership. We've listened to the community voices. We've listened to them. We've done what they asked us to do. I don't see wants in here. I don't want to be talking about wants and needs. It's about progressing this entire district and taking it forward. And for people to say outside of this district, my golly, something innovative and different is happening here in Rotorua. And I'll tell you, they are. They're already saying that. And we could have all been so proud of that. 2015, a signal that we had last week, is one of the first years in 10 that council will be repaying debt. Well done. Well done to the executive and council for supporting that decision. A $3 million cash surplus allowed us to say let's put $1 million into debt reduction. And that's flagging the way, councillors, for how we'll go forward when we face these other decisions that are going to come us to us in the future. This is a small, but it is significant for the way we're going to do things going forward. I say, tato tato, together with the executive and with our community, this long-term plan is going to take this district that we're so proud of forward.